Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Oh, yeah. Hour number two begins. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Of course, your top stories, government shutdown continues. And waiting on Hamas for ceasefire, looks like they may be getting close to some sort of an agreement. We'll pay attention to that. But be careful what you wish for. You win the big lottery, next thing you know, you're in the back of a ambulance. Yep.
What?
It was a British forklift driver. And apparently he was enjoying the money he won in a scratch-off. Adam Lopez, 39 years old, went from having about $17 in his bank account to having over $1.3 million on hand after he won a scratch-off lottery in July. So he made it July to August, September, October. All right, 3 months. But by September, so he didn't even make it to October, at least before running into trouble, he was in the back of an ambulance suffering from bilateral pulmonary embolism. I knew what I was doing was going to come to an end eventually, and it nearly came to an end in the worst possible way. And the end he's talking about is partying. Yeah, he was partying too much. But I guess this was a, as he said, massive, massive wake-up call. Yeah, the forklift driver turned millionaire recalled partying for the last 3 months and burning the candle at both ends. And enter any other cliches you would like in here as well. It allowed me to live a bit of life that I've never lived. But I think I went the wrong way about it. Yeah. It was enjoyable until my health became an issue. What's the lesson here? There's really nothing more important than your health, number one. Number two, your health actually would have been better had you never won that money. Oh, never thought of that. And yeah, and everybody says, oh, that would never happen to me. I would be really smart with it. And maybe it would. But it became apparently apparent about 3 weeks ago. A blood clot in my leg spread to my lungs. I mean, you can party, but you got to get off the couch eventually. Otherwise, yeah, you get clots in your legs. And he said, I couldn't walk. I couldn't breathe. I rang the ambulance. I got wheeled into the ambulance from my house, and the biggest life changing thing that I had was laying in the back of that ambulance and hearing the sirens. So he credited the hospital staff, though, for his recovery. He said he was surrounded by angels, and it just makes you look at both sides of life, because it doesn't matter if you have a million, 100 million, if you're in the back of an ambulance, none of that matters. He's right. So now maybe he's going to straighten up. He said, I left my job. I never should have done that. I lost the structure to my life and day-to-day living, and it was a complete disconnect from the life I was living. He's now focused on recovery for the next 6 to 9 months, hopes to be back to the full version of himself. Yeah. Yeah, you come into a bunch of money like that, and it happens to a lot of people. You're not used to handling that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was, and it's almost like, well, it's found money.
Sure.
You know? Oh, some Eagles fans may have lost some money over the weekend, and they're not happy about it.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, there was apparently a no call from the officials. I didn't actually see the play, but they were playing the Broncos, and I thought the Eagles were, you know, were going to beat them, but apparently it turns out Denver did. And it was 21-17 was the final score. But here's the deal. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts targeted tight end Dallas Goedert near the goal line. Goedert had two Broncos defending him. It appeared that the Broncos safety J.L. Skinner may have interfered with Goedert as he went to the ball. But no flag was thrown on the play as the pass fell incomplete. Head coach of the Eagles, Nick Sirianni, threw up his arms in confusion as he pleaded for a flag to come out, but to no avail. Mm. On the next play, Hurts threw a last-ditch Hail Mary to the end zone, went out of the hands of wide receiver Devontae Smith, and hit the ground. So Broncos, they're 3-2. Eagles fell to 4-1. They were undefeated. They are no longer, and the Buffalo Bills also lost, so they're not undefeated either. Wow. Anyway, making Mondays great again. That's what we try to do. The government shutdown, though, continues. Will cooler heads prevail? Mm. Well, I mean, all the Democrats have to do is go with the flow, but they're not. $1.5 trillion in additional spending.
Oh.
They want to be part of this continuing resolution, and it's just, it's unacceptable. And they try to cloak it, they try to disguise it, but it really is. The majority of that would be funding illegal immigrants' health care. While most Americans, you know, struggle to try to keep up with that and get that done, and so to give that money away doesn't make sense to most Americans. I'm one of those people. That just...
But it's the Republicans' fault. It's the Republicans' fault.
Yeah.
We hear.
That's what we hear from the mainstream media.
Uh-huh.
A woman was fatally shot. Man was shot and wounded. Two separate shootings, South Carolina State University on Saturday. This was during the annual homecoming celebration several hours after the game. The gunfire reportedly came from Eugene Suites, a residence hall, which is located on the South Carolina State University campus. They locked down for an unknown period of time for the shootings. And Senator Tim Scott, the Republican, used an ex post to comment on the incident, saying, "My office is closely monitoring the situation at South Carolina University." And he added that praying for everyone's safety on campus. In other criminal activities, members of a pro-Palestine protest in Rome reportedly defaced a statue honoring the late Pope John Paul II with graffiti that described him as a fascist.
Pope John Paul II.
Yeah.
Probably the most popular pope of our lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuts across...
You don't even have to be Catholic to love that guy.
I was
going to
say,
awesome.
Cuts across denominational lines, for sure.
Big time.
This was in the Piazza Cinquecento outside of Rome's railway station, spray painted with the communist hammer and sickle symbol and the words fascist poop. Meanwhile, they put a headdress and wrapped it around the statue's neck. The act of vandalism was discovered September 26th. And then was reported the following Saturday, and the Deputy Prime Minister, Salvini, remarked, "Desperately seeking a brain for these poor imbeciles."
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep. The Italian Prime Minister, Meloni, said They condemned the anti-Israel vandals, saying they say they're taking to the streets for peace, but then they insult the memory of a man who was a true defender and builder of peace. Yep, that's exactly right. All right. What else do we have going on? Jeeptoberfest. Ocala, are you ready? The Ocala Jeep Club of Florida presents the Southeast's longest-running three-day Jeep-exclusive event. Proceeds donated to local charities. And this is the 28th annual Jeeptoberfest, and it begins this coming Friday as early as 9 a.m. But there's activities going on all weekend long. For more information, just go to OcalaJeepClub.com. Coming up next, it's your turn to weigh in and air it out and get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Coming up next, call in 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. But call in now. What's bugging you next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good morning. Happy Monday. We're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's time for What's Bugging You? This is a chance for you to call in and get it off your chest, whatever it is. And don't be shy. Call in now. 877 877- 975-9825. Like I said, it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And good morning, Jerry. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Welcome back. What's really bugging me was one of those last stories you were talking about the defacing of the statue of Pope John Paul by the Antifa. It really irritates me because he was revered in the Catholic faith as a saint. And little do they know with history, when he was a cardinal in Krakow, Poland, under the iron grip of the Soviet Union, where the Catholics were persecuted, he, along with Margaret Thatcher, the Prime Minister of England at the time, and Ronald Reagan, president at the time, was responsible largely for bringing down the Soviet Union. So to call him an Antifa fascist is just totally outside the realm of reality and everything that the man stood for. So that really bugs me.
Yeah, I don't think they really even understand the definition, if you want to get right down to it. Great call. Thanks, Jerry. What's bugging you? Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Danny. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the insane amount of flock cameras that have been put up in the past year. They're everywhere. They're constantly tracking everybody. Everybody says, oh, you have no entitlement to privacy in public, but this tracks you and logs all of your driving habits. It's not just taking pictures of you driving by. They actually track your habits for over 30 days, and any law enforcement can go in there and see where you've been, what you've been doing, even with ill intent. It's a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to have to do some digging and find out more about that. Yeah, we know that, man, it's our privacy. Is there really? There should be a right to privacy, but is there anymore? Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I hope you're able to see the beautiful town of Helen in northern Georgia. But what's bugging me is the highway crews did some recent repaving of the intersection of Highway 27 and Highway 137. And as they finished it up, they left this 2-inch ridge that's like they basically degraded the place. Now you have to kind of drive off like a vertical sidewalk, or if you're driving up, it's kind of like you're driving up a 2-inch sidewalk. So they actually made it much worse, and I have to drive over it almost every day, so it bugs me.
Wow. Well, you might want to contact DOT or whoever did it and say, hey, that's you're not done yet.
Well, and that may be the case. I know that we had people complaining about that before a few years back in Gainesville, but they weren't done with it yet. Now, the time span between seemed like, well, where'd they go?
Yeah.
But it was kind of the same scenario, so maybe they're really not done.
Yeah, but you can call and find out, I would hope.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Bad Bunny is bugging me.
Yeah.
I don't think the NFL has their head on straight for having him as the halftime show, and I'd like to have everybody boycott, turn the TV off during halftime, and have their ratings go in the tank. But I don't know how to get that word out.
Yeah, well, the left is really promoting the heck out of Bad Bunny. In fact, he was he kicked off the 51st season of Saturday Night Live on Saturday. But yeah, I don't know what's wrong with the NFL. It's like they do anything they can to shoot themselves in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to another mic. What's bugging you, sir?
Yeah, what bugs me is, you know, the Democrats want to get all that money for the illegals and pay for their health care, but you know, it's crazy. My wife has a serious fatal cancer, and we have insurance and stuff. But, I mean, it's trying to get help like pulling hen's teeth, and all the Dems want to do is just give it to the illegals coming into the United States. I just hope they don't get it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, if you poll Democrat voters, is that something that really resonates with I'm sure that there's some that say, oh, yeah, you know, give everybody mm-hmm. health care or whatever. But would it be a plurality? Would it be more than 50% of Democrat voters saying,
I don't think
I think we should spend $200 billion a year for the health care of illegal immigrants. I just I can't see it being that high of a number.
Well, and they are sneaky about it, because I know a story that I saw last week, I guess, with California. A lot of it gets kind of funneled through, like, you know, Cal Health or whatever they call it out there. So it doesn't look like it's going directly to illegals, or it gets funneled through insurance companies, which then, you know, pay the bills. And so they're clever in how they manipulate the money. So,
yeah. If I could do a quick what's bugging you, just traffic again when you spend some time on the interstate. And once again, I love camping. I think camping is a lot of fun. Camping in the left lane while I'm trying to drive down the interstate does not make me happy. And there were several people doing it and really creating not just an irritating situation, but a downright dangerous situation. You want to grab one more?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Dive in. We'll squeeze them in.
All right. I don't know who this is. Identify yourself and tell me what's bugging you.
Nikki.
All right. And Missy, what's bugging you?
The previous caller said something about Bad Bunny being on the NFL Super Bowl. And I agree with him. I know a lot about him. He's anti-Trump, he's anti-this, he's anti-that, and that is not American.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to see him just turn around and hop the other way.
I knew that was coming.
Down the bunny trail.
I knew that was coming.
Bad bunny. I'd like to see, you know, let's put him in the bunny dumpster, really.
Go to your burrow.
Your burrow. Is that what they live in?
Oh, yeah, the burrow, yeah.
Okay.
Usually in your backyard.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
I'm not talking like a neighborhood up in the Northeast, that kind of borough. That's different. That's
okay.
Totally. I think it's spelled different, too.
Hey, coming up, a scary warning. Ooh, does it have to do with Halloween? Not really, but it comes from a real character, Meathead. Yes, a scary warning from Meathead coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
A couple of bear stories I have for you. 7:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One has to do with a bear attack. But before we get to that, what about a jet attack?
A what? A jet attack?
Yeah, instead of a bear attack,
yeah,
which would be like da bears, it's a jet attack.
As in the Jets?
As in former Jet player Mark Sanchez.
Oh,
remember the butt,
yes.
Remember that. The butt fumble? Tim Tebow was on the team as like a backup. We're all going, come on, let him play.
Yep.
Well, this is a really literally a bizarre story. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching Saturday night, like many of us were, you know, the Gator game and checking back in on baseball and stuff like that. But you see the... you know, running the stream underneath that says Mark Sanchez stabbed. Former NFLer Mark Sanchez. And, you know, he works for Fox Sports. In fact, he was in town in Indianapolis. He was supposed to be one of the guys calling the Colts game. Listen to this. The family of a truck driver who was allegedly brutally assaulted by former football star Mark Sanchez outside an Indianapolis bar has given an update on his condition. He's okay. Family member said of the 69-year-old grease truck driver, identified by his initials PT. And the family actually talked to the New York Post, I guess, late last night. We are talking to lawyers first. We want to be careful what's said. We appreciate that, the family said, noting that they're in shock that the former Jets quarterback attacked their loved one. Grisly photos of the alleged victim show him in a neck brace in his hospital bed with gnarly deep wounds to his cheek and jaw. His family says he was cut in a fight and it went through his cheek and hit his tongue. The driver reportedly got into an altercation with Sanchez shortly after midnight on Saturday morning when he had parked his truck in an alley to collect cooking oil from a nearby hotel. Sanchez, 38, allegedly approached him, smelling of alcohol and slurring his speech. PT, the truck driver, did not have his hearing aids in because his truck is very loud when he's exchanging frying oil for the hotel, so he had to lean in close to Mr. Sanchez to hear him. And when PT leaned in, he stated that Mr. Sanchez smelled of alcohol, speech was slurred, and allegedly Sanchez then slammed the driver against the wall and threw him to the ground before the driver stabbed the 6'2", 230-pound Fox Sports analyst in self-defense. Ex-Jets quarterback was initially hospitalized in critical condition, but has since stabilized and been released. Sanchez was discharged from the hospital Sunday morning after being treated for stab wounds. He was promptly transferred to central booking at the Marion County Jail up there, where he'd been charged with public intoxication and battery. While he was in the hospital, he reportedly posted a $300 cash bond. Sanchez told police he had no memory of the incident.
Wow.
So he was blotto.
It does get stranger as it goes.
Isn't it?
I heard the initial story. I'm like, well, why did he get stabbed? You know, what happened?
And yeah.
Hadn't heard the first part yet. That's crazy.
Yeah, and the truck driver allegedly, you know, it's all allegedly, stabbed him in self-defense.
Yeah, sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, you can imagine this old guy, middle of the night, you know, this gig where he doesn't see anybody, probably never should talk, doesn't talk to anybody, doesn't put his hearing aids in, you know, Speak up. Speak up, young man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
That's not good at all.
That is a strange one.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I know that they had to replace him in a pinch for the call of the game Sunday with the Colts. But I don't know what the lasting ramifications could be to his job. All right. So we had a jet attack.
Uh-huh.
Now we got a bear attack.
Okay.
And this one has another set of, I guess, irony to it. So Springfield, Missouri man dies from a suspected bear attack. But the weird thing is, this happened only days after he sent his family photographs of a young Bruin checking out his Arkansas campsite. Police found the 60-year-old man's body several yards from his Ozark National Forest campsite near the town of Mount Judea in the northern part of the state. This happened apparently Thursday. The campsite had been disturbed. There was evidence of a struggle and injury. There was also drag marks leading from the campground into the woods. It confirmed the man's death would become, if confirmed, would be the second deadly bear attack in a month in Arkansas. Yeah. And they have not experienced a fatal bear mauling in more than four decades.
That's amazing, really.
Yep. Deputies went to the campsite in the Sam's Throne Recreation Area for a welfare check. After the man's son contacted the department, said he hadn't heard from his father in a couple of days since he sent the photos. The man was camping alone. Based on the photos the man sent, the animal appeared to be a young male. And yeah, you know the warnings, you know, for anybody who might encounter one. You don't want to engage in any way, and you don't want to quickly run. You want to try to very slowly back away if you can. Anyway, they haven't completed the autopsy, so they're not going to say with 100% certainty that it's the bear, but it sure looks like that. And, yeah, so we'll see, but they closed the campground temporarily.
Yeah.
And, well, the bear might not be around for very long. Are you ready for another bear story?
Sure. What you got?
Can you bear it?
Oh, wow. Go ahead, Paul.
A teenager claims a Build-A-Bear employee in Tukwila, Washington. So you're in Washington State.
Okay.
So
I see where this story
consider
is
this.
Go,
yeah. Consider yeah. that.
Okay.
This guy's at Build-A-Bear. You know, the stuffed animals?
Yeah.
They build a bear the way you want it, the way you like it, right? And so he wanted a Turning Point USA, kind of a Charlie Kirk bear.
Okay.
He wanted a little Charlie Kirk bear.
I like that.
And they wanted to put Charlie Kirk's name, she did, on a her teddy bear.
I like that.
On the birth certificate. They give you a little birth certificate and all that. I know there was one in Orlando for a while. Have you familiar with that Build-A-Bear?
Well, they started in St. Louis. A woman in St. Louis actually invented the Build-A-Bear.
Okay.
Yeah.
The incident reportedly happened at South Center Mall. 16-year-old Evie McCormick and her friends visited the store where they make these custom stuffed toys like bears.
Yeah.
And, after she finished creating the bear, a store worker refused to print Kirk's name on his birth certificate. She just didn't agree with it. She didn't support it, and she told me, "We're not doing this." And folded it up in force and threw it away.
It's not really your job to decide the bear's name. Just saying.
Yeah.
You know? It's not your bear. You're just supposed to take care of it. Help the kid. Come on.
Following the alleged incident at the mall, a Build-A-Bear customer service representative told the local TV affiliate that leadership was handling the issue. The teen's mother called the corporate office and was later given an apology. She said Build-A-Bear told her that they would retrain their workforce in the Seattle area and across the company to keep politics out of the workplace. When speaking of Kirk, McCormick, who is among many young people influenced by him, said that he was a role model. in addition, a California coffee shop that was attacked for supporting Kirk saw a flood of righteous people, quote unquote, give it business to show that they were behind the effort. So that California coffee shop was supporting Kirk. Mm-hmm. But didn't we have a story where there was one that did something nasty?
Well, they wouldn't put the name on the cup. They wanted it to be Charlie Kirk, mm-hmm. and they refused to do it. Based in Washington State as well, maybe.
Really?
Well, the company is, yes, if you know what I'm saying.
Something wrong with those people.
I know. Did you?
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 9:05, we'll connect with Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. And we've got plenty of headlines and more information coming your way on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy anniversary to the Navy. 250 years and still going strong. Pete Hegseth got them all excited. Good morning. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. War Secretary Pete Hegseth addressed a lively audience, U.S. Navy sailors in Virginia, commemorating 250th anniversary, reiterating what President Donald Trump had been saying, talking about America first and peace through strength and blasting DEI nonsense. He got loud applause when he talked to thousands of sailors. This was Naval Station Norfolk, the world's largest naval station, 82,000 active duty military on base, and over 29,000 civilians. It's, yes, literally is its own city.
You were talking about that it was how big it was. I had no idea there was that many people there.
Yeah.
That's huge.
He said this is the perfect way to mark 250 years. The United States Navy, you know, President Trump has made our mission clear. America first, peace through strength, with common sense at every turn. And he says at the War Department, it is the War Department. We're committed to the mission of peace through strength. And for the Navy, that means more sailors, more subs, more ships, more munitions for all of them. Navy and Marine Corps embody the resilience of our country. Nobody, nobody in the world does it better than the United States Navy. And, of course, he got big cheers for that, which he should. Now, Trump spoke at the same event, and he said, hey, don't worry, you're going to get paid every last penny that you're owed, and why would the military be concerned about that? Well, in case you haven't heard, there's a government shutdown.
Still.
And it's still going on. Yeah, I thought, I'll go on vacation, and they'll settle this thing and come back to not so much.
We were hoping that, you'd gone a little farther north on your trip, got up there and straightened him out, but I guess you can only do so much.
Trump continues to tell the U.S. military service members not to worry, adding that he was supporting the across-the-board pay raises for every sailor and service member of the United States Armed Forces. I heard 3.8%. Do you know? Did that resonate with you? Did you see that anywhere?
Did not see a number. No.
I did, if I recall properly. And so anyway, I'll look into that. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, just up with inflation, cost of living, and you want to make sure that we've got the best of the best. And I think that Pete Hegseth and, you know, the Commander-in-Chief, Donald Trump, are working hand in glove, so to speak, to make that happen. And that is a good thing. One of your other top stories is Bibi Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu says that all hostages could be freed in days. And I think right now they're actually working on a process. So it looks like things could be getting very, very close. The prime minister mentioned they were on the verge of very great achievement, expressing hope that a deal could be reached, and it may be within reach right now. This was on video. Netanyahu told Israelis the first phase he is pursuing would see the return of all of our hostages, both living and deceased, in one phase, while the IDF remains deep within the strip and in the controlling areas within it. So you've got that going on. You've got President Donald Trump basically announcing very similar, saying that Israel has agreed to a proposed withdrawal line and that a ceasefire will begin if and when Hamas agrees. Trump then shared a map depicting the proposed withdrawal line in a post on Truth Socials. He said, after negotiations, Israel has agreed to the initial withdrawal line, which we have shown to and shared with Hamas. When Hamas confirms, the ceasefire will be immediately effective. The hostages and prisoner exchange will begin. We will create the conditions for the next phase of the withdrawal, which will bring us close to the end of this 3,000-year catastrophe. So Trump says. Wow. All right. That wouldn't that be if they could really kind of is there a way to long term settle this? I mean, the problem with Hamas is, you know, it's not about borders and lines and a two state scenario. I mean, they want to wipe out the Jews. They want to wipe Israel off the map. Can you sit down in any real confidence and think that you can negotiate something that'll bring peace? I mean, here's the problem. You could have some in the leadership. Yeah, we're all on board. But that doesn't mean there's some in the leadership that are against it, or that others under them might not, you know, quote unquote, act out, theoretically. So you've got that going on.
I mean, because some of these folks aren't the most stable thinkers in the world, shall we say.
Yeah.
They kind of got their own agendas there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's why we need Superman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Superman director. You know, isn't it interesting? Superman, not really Superman we kind of grew up with idea,
no.
But James Gunn is the director of this second season of his HBO series Peacemaker, and he's being ripped for his tone-deaf themes portraying America run by Nazis who supposedly love Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus-loving Nazis. Wow, oh. Did the Democrats write this whole script or
it
what?
Sounds like, yeah.
The latest season was already given a controversial launch with the star John Cena engaging in a...
He's choosing words carefully here.
A get-together
of
people that, well, if it was food, could be called a food orgy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if it involved, I don't know.
Yeah.
How do I get out of this one? Help me, Greg.
You just run out of time is what you do.
Ah.
Oh, isn't that awful?
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, look at the time.
Look at the time. Yeah, not a thing you want... The kids, not anything I want to see. 7:56 on the Bob Rose Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.